This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday, an amazing Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Oh my goodness, I have never been as excited for a show as I am tonight. We have an election coming up. I was at the Trump-Tucker thing last night. I witnessed in person the Trump-Liz Cheney comments. So we're going to talk about lies, value systems, neocon warmongers. We're going to go into all kinds of Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Why is it only Democrats who count the ballots? What should you do with your daughter if you don't want her to go to college? Let's talk about sons having conversations, live streaming the show. We'll make fun of Mark Cuban. I'm pretty sure Kamala Harris is a drunk. All that and so much more is coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Okay, first, before I get going on what Trump actually said last night, I'm sure you've heard all about it today. It's been the controversy of the day. Trump talks about Liz Cheney. Everyone lied about it. We will get to that in a moment. I just wanted to say this. It's been a crazy time. It's a crazy election season. And Tucker Carlson reached out to me a couple weeks ago and asked me if I would come to Phoenix last night, if I would come to Phoenix for the Trump-Tucker thing, because I had been a guest on the tour, and Tucker and I are friends and whatnot, and I told him I would. Probably should not have agreed to do that, because it's election season, we're all running in a million different directions, but did it anyway. Show done, Trump-Tucker thing, flew back to Houston today. I just got off a plane like an hour and a half ago, and here I am. So before I get going on the Liz Cheney comments, I wanted to say this. I have, in the past, if you've listened for any length of time on this show, you know there are things that I am very, very critical at Trump for. I am. I have never backed off of that. I don't wave anybody's pom-poms. When I'm happy, I tell you I'm happy. When I am not, I tell you I'm not. And here's a heads up for everyone. That's never going to change on this show. I do not wave pom-poms. I'm not dying for a meeting in the Oval Office. I don't care to get my picture with the president. These things mean nothing to me. Celebrity, all that stuff means nothing to me. Totally uninterested in it. And I have been critical in the past of Donald Trump about his disastrous personnel decisions for his first presidency, for his first 4 years. Last night motivated me to vote for Trump much more than I have ever been motivated before. I voted for him in 16. I was reluctant, but I hated Hillary. I voted for him in 16. I voted for him again in 20, even after the COVID lockdown stuff, which made me so mad at him. You remember me yelling about that. And then this time I already told you I was going to vote for him. But obviously had some reservations, still had some concerns like we all do. You do, I do, everyone does. But Donald Trump last night in person, I sat and listened to it. I'm sure you didn't see any of the clips. It wasn't any of the stuff that went viral. Everyone's talking about the Liz Cheney stuff. Donald Trump last night showed real reflection. You might even say a bit of remorse about his personnel decisions for his first 4 years of his presidency. It was as raw and open and honest as I've ever seen him. And I understand he's done that other times. I just don't follow every single thing the guy says. From what I understand, he did it on Rogan. He did it other places. But last night, I'm very much going to paraphrase this, but he essentially said, I was a business guy from New York. I walked into Washington, D.C., and honestly, I didn't know what I was doing. So I outsourced a lot of my hiring to people I shouldn't have outsourced it to. And I ended up with a lot of guys like Christopher Wray and guys like that. And I so respect that. That is all I was looking for. A little bit of ownership. And it shows that he thinks he's going to do things differently the next time. And he sounded very committed to doing things differently the next time. Maybe that's blessed. Maybe that blesses you. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe you don't care. I will tell you, it blessed the socks off of me. My mom, who is a huge Trump fan. I mean, she is as MAGA as MAGA gets. You know, she obviously, my dad died recently. Everyone knows by now. Obviously, that was her husband of 47 years. She lost him. And a big reason I went is I wanted to take her. She was my date. I met my mom there. I wanted her to have a fun night. We got to sit right by the stage and all that. And she got to be right up there next to Trump and whatnot. And I wanted her to have that. And she was so impressed by that too. I just want to tell you, I was impressed and good on Trump. Good on Trump. I was already voting for him anyway. I'm twice as motivated to vote for him now. Well done. That kind of humility was awesome to see, because it tells me things just maybe will be different next time. So good on him. Was awesome. It was fun hanging with people. Everyone who stopped and wanted to talk and picture and whatnot, it was fun hanging with you. Thank you so much for how gracious and wonderful you were to my mother. Each and every one of you, thank you. Freaking blessed me, blessed her. Now let's get on to the show for the night, because it's Friday night. It's a great night. The week is over, and the media has spent the day lying about what Trump said. So we're about to discuss the Cheneys, neocons, Donald Trump, value systems, lies. And yes, I am going to get to phone calls later. Don't call yet. I'm busy. We're going to do all kinds of Ask Dr. Jesse questions, and we're going to have fun, and we're going to goof off, and we'll talk about serious things and crazy things and dumb things. But let's discuss what was actually said last night. I was sitting about 20 feet away from Trump when he got on stage and said this. It's a little long. Just stay with it.
She always wanted to go to war with people. I don't want to go to war. She wanted to go. She wanted to stay in Syria. I took him out. She wanted to stay in Iraq. I took him out. I mean, if it were up to her, we'd be in 50 different countries. She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with 9 barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face. You know, they're all war hawks when they're sitting in Washington in a nice building saying, oh, gee, Will, let's send 10,000 troops right into the mouth of the enemy. But she's a stupid person. And I used to have, I'd have meetings with a lot of people, and she always wanted to go to war with people.
That's what he said. I was sitting 20 feet away. That's unedited. That's what he said. Obviously, not the most succinct commentary in the world, but that wasn't the environment. It wasn't a Trump rally. Tucker and him, I don't know if you've seen it, they were seated just the same way I was when I was on stage with Tucker. Tucker was sitting in a chair. Trump was sitting in a chair, much more informal, very conversational. So it tended to ramble at times, and Trump will do that at times, but that's what he said. That's unedited, Chris, completely unedited, correct? Unedited in any way, that's exactly what he said. Now, the media today, Democrats today, decided to do what? Well, they did what communists do. They lied.
I don't think you even need to call it.
This is CNN, I should know.
I don't think you even need to call it fired upon. He's saying quite explicitly and unambiguously that Liz Cheney should be shot, should be executed by firing squad.
4 days out from Election Day, and former President Donald Trump is escalating his violent rhetoric, suggesting one of his most prominent critics, the former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, should be fired upon.
Your reaction to what Donald Trump said about Liz Cheney?
Yeah, okay, you got it all. MSNBC is reporting that the Arizona Attorney General is talking about investigating him.
That's right. I just spoke to Attorney General Chris Mays about 2 hours ago for the taping of my Sunday show. She told me she just gotten off the phone with her criminal division chief, and she was investigating whether what Donald Trump.
Dome even got in on the action.
And then, even worse, he has increased his violent rhetoric, Donald Trump has, about political opponents, and in great detail, suggested rifles should be trained on former Representative Liz Cheney.
Let's discuss value systems, shall we? Let's get past all that they're lying, and let's discuss value systems and neocons. Before we get to that, let's discuss how we get rid of that daggone pain that holds you back every day.
I know you have something. Everyone has something. And if you don't, trust me, you will. Take it from 43-year-old Jesse. It happens. I had to wear a freaking knee sleeve on the plane. Okay, I know. It happens. Relief factor is there so you don't have to ignore it. And so you don't have to take things to mask it. That's what relief factor is there. It's 100% drug-free. You take it every day. You see, your body is fighting that pain already, trying to fight that inflammation. Relief factor helps your body fight the inflammation. You do not need to take my word for it, and you should not. Try it for 3 weeks. They sell 3-week kits. If it doesn't work, just never call them again. There's a reason almost everyone calls to order more. It's $19.95. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. You might be 3 weeks away from being pain-free. Make the call. We'll be back.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and I give you my word, cross my heart and hope to die, we are going to get to those Ask Dr. Jesse questions by email and by phone. Don't call yet, not quite yet, I'm still ranting. We're going to get to those questions by email and by phone soon. We have to talk a little bit more about this Liz Cheney warmonger Trump lie stuff. And I take that back. You're welcome to call. You're just going to wait on hold for a little while if you want to reserve your spot. 877-377-4373 is the number. I know we haven't done calls in like 4 months, so allow me to remind you. And also give all the new listeners a heads up. There are only a couple rules. There are just a couple rules for phone calls on this show. You must get right to the point. I don't care if you hate me. You can even yell at me. I don't care. You can be mad at me. Just don't ramble. Don't thank me for the call. Well, I was in the gas station line at 4:42 in the afternoon, and I reached in my wallet, but then I thought I left my wallet. Oh, my gosh. Get right to the point. Right to the point, all right? That's one. Two, it's the only other rule. Do not cuss or say anything perverted. We will drop the call before it ever reaches the air. This is not because of the FCC. This is because this is a family show. As rough around the edges as I may be, children listen to this show. That means a lot to me. Parents feel comfortable leaving this show on when they leave the room or in the car, and that will never, ever change. Watch your mouth. All right? All right. Now back to what we were talking about. Remember that thing? So the media's been lying about what Trump said all day long. All day long. Dome lied about it. MSNBC, NBC, CNN. Lie after lie after lie after lie after lie after lie. Politico, you name it. They've all been lying. Brazenly lying. Again, what Trump said is on camera, on video, and they've been lying all day. And all day, I've been seeing some version of, how can they do this? Why would they do this? It's on camera. Why would they do this? Remember that little soundbite? We have it permanently on the soundboard as a reminder to you and me. Remember that little soundbite of the head of NPR? Remember what she said?
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
That's interesting, isn't it? An interesting way to think. In fact, James Carville, famed Democrat strategist James Carville, he's upset with the media. For what? Well, listen to what he has to say.
The people that I am most loathsome and the wormiest, slimiest people in this is what I call the truth teller caucus. The people out there that are just such burdened with the obligation to tell the truth.
What? All these disgusting people in politics, and the ones he finds most disgusting are the media people who, tell the truth. Now, set aside your anger for a moment at that. My only point I'm going to make on this, because I want to move on to other things, I know you've talked about this all day long, is remember that you are fighting against forces of evil. Evil. I'm not actually specifically naming James Carville here, but there are evil forces at work on this planet. There always have been and there always will be. And it's hard to accept about many of your fellow countrymen, but you are dealing with people who do not share your value system. It is human nature to project your value system onto other human beings. After all, Chris looks like me. He walks like me. He talks like me. He's a human being. Surely he doesn't believe in stealing, right? How would I know? Well, no, actually, Chris doesn't believe in stealing, but he might. He might. Now, he does believe in bargain prices and things like that. And things. But you understand what I'm saying? They look like me. Surely they know right from wrong. Right and wrong to them might look nothing like your right and wrong. You're dealing with communist revolutionaries. They are, doesn't matter what you think you are, they are at war. For them, they are at war, and it is a war to end all wars. I know that's so crazy and over the top and ridiculous, and I agree, but that is how they look at this. It is the war to end all wars. They must win at any cost. If they don't win, everything is lost. Hitler takes over. The Nazis are in control. I know these are crazy ways of thinking. I get it. Stop with that. Set that aside. That is how your liberal Aunt Peggy approaches things. How can they justify telling these lies? You can justify just about anything if you're fighting to save the entire planet. Now, can't you? What isn't permissible when you're trying to save the whole world? When that huge asteroid is coming to Earth and you're told that you have to take your dog out and shoot him in the middle of the street in order to save the planet. Well, you grab Muffy and you take him out, and you shoot him in the middle of the street to save the planet. That's how these people think. They don't share your value system, and you don't have time to wake them up from their demonic cult-like state. You must simply defeat them at the ballot box. They must be destroyed politically. You have to take their power away from them. Not just the White House either. That's not even close to being enough. Everywhere these people have power, you must find it and take it away. They're in your local library. Go run them out. They're on your school board. They're in your state house. They're on your city council. Find where they are and run them out. All right? Now, I am going to move on. I'm going to talk briefly about the Cheneys and neocons and things like that, and then we're done with all this. I'm moving on to Ask Dr. Jesse emails, Ask Dr. Jesse phone calls. We are going to have a blast tonight. But first, let's talk about the IFCJ. Let's talk about what people in Israel go through every day. You want to talk about up against people who think they're bringing about the end of the world? These nutball jihadis, suicide bombs and rockets and things like that. How in the world could you kill a baby like Hamas did? Well, they're demonic savages. And they believe it's in some twisted logic what God wants. That's what Israel fights every day. Who protects the people from hate like that? IFCJ does. With the money you give, they build bomb shelters. They give flak jackets. They provide emergency food. They are the hands and feet on the ground. Help them. 888-488-IFCJ or go to supportifcj.org. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I'm a little mad at Chris. Chris, next time you play that song, that Who Can It Be Now, you have to play it so it gets to the point where he says, who can it be now? And then I was going to shut it off and I was going to say, it's me, Jesse Kelly. But it was so far from that spot. I had this whole thing. What, Chris? What? I don't have an audio delay. You have a delay. I don't have, are you saying I have a disability? Oh, you mean the, that's not a separate issue, Chris. You know what? Whatever. In your stupid face. All right, let's talk about Liz Cheney real quick before, or warmongers, more than Liz Cheney. Let's talk about things before we get to the questions, of which there are many, about Democrats counting ballots and where do you send your daughter for college. We're going to do calls, emails, all kinds of stuff. Just one final thing on this. I have no issue with people who differ from me on foreign policy. This is much different than many domestic policies for me. Domestic policies, many of them in my mind, are not really negotiable. Like, border security is maybe the biggest one. If you disagree with securing the border, with controlling your border, controlling who comes into the country, we don't really need to argue. You're wrong. Period. End of story. Oh, but no, not but anything. You're wrong. Nations have borders. Nations control who comes in. That is how countries are preserved. If you disagree with me on that issue, you're wrong. But foreign policy, I am much more merciful because foreign policy is so complicated. There are different periods of time and different motivations, and maybe this is good, but this leader's bad. But it is so complicated. Foreign policy, I don't know that there ever is a right answer or a wrong answer. But there is one exception to that. If you believe in going to war, now remember, war is a terrible, terrible thing. The people who celebrate it have never seen it. They've never smelled it. They've never heard it. It's one of the things that stays with you, I'll tell you, is the smell. To this day, I won't even be thinking about it. I smell something, I'll think about it. The people who love it have never been there. If you are somebody who loves war, but you don't ever risk yourself, that is the most unacceptable thing in the world. Because what you're saying is this: I believe in this cause a lot. I believe in this cause so much that I think you should die for it. But I don't believe in it enough where I should die for it, because I'm more important and better than you. So you, peasant, you go die. I will stay at home. That is the one and only foreign policy position I find completely unacceptable. The Mitt Romneys of the world, I'm going to get myself mad, and I'm not going to do that because it's a Friday night. I want to invade here. Boots on the ground here. Oh, yeah, chicken hawks, Chris. Boots on the ground there. We need to send people in. Really, Mitt? When did you serve? Oh, no, I'm sorry. I couldn't do that. Okay, you had 85 kids. When did they join up? Oh, well, no. I mean, they helped me run for president. Okay, so my sons have to die, just not yours. Are yours better than mine? Or is that war you're pushing for not that important? War is necessary sometimes, but if you, as a person in power, say war is necessary, then you or someone very close to you, son, someone close to you, needs to be at risk. And no, I'm not talking about the JAG Corps. I'm not talking about going over there and polishing boots in the rear with the gear. You will leave the line. You and yours will leave the line. You will know what it is like to have bullets crackling by your ear. You will know what it smells like, dead bodies everywhere. And if you don't want to do that, then I guess war isn't that important. That's the thing that I find unacceptable. What Donald Trump said here, I'll play it one more time in its entirety, and then we're moving off this. Again, I know it rambles a little. He was tired. I'll tell you again, I was 20 feet from him when he said it. It was the end of a long day. At 70 years old, it's impressive anyway, but he was gashed. You could see it on his face. So it rambles a little. It's not the most succinct thing in the world. He's dead right here.
She always wanted to go to war with people. I don't want to go to war. She wanted to go. She wanted to stay in Syria. I took him out. She wanted to stay in Iraq. I took him out. I mean, if it were up to her, we'd be in 50 different countries. She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with nine barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face. You know, they're all war hawks when they're sitting in Washington in a nice building saying, oh, gee, Will, let's send 10,000 troops right into the mouth of the enemy. But she's a stupid person. And I used to have, I'd have meetings with a lot of people, and she always wanted to go to war with people.
This comes back to the three characteristics they all have in common. And the last one is they see themselves as kings and queens. That's why they're like that. Hey, how many Cheneys died in Iraq or Afghanistan? Oh, what's that? None? Well, they're the kings. They're the queens. The peasants have to go off to war. The king will sit back and he'll feast on things while the peasants go die. Unacceptable. Unacceptable. Now, we're moving off that. I don't want to do it anymore. Those are my thoughts on it. Let's get to some questions. We have many fun, dark, goofy, all kinds of. In fact, let's give a call a shot. You know, everyone knows, I can get short-tempered. I can't say this is going to last all night. Corey and Jewish producer Chris have a bet. Corey said the over-under on the bet is I'll take 2.5 calls, which I don't think is right. I think I'm going to go a lot more than that. But we're going to try this. 877-377-4373. Do not cuss or be vulgar and get right to the point. Those are the only things that matter. Other than that, I don't care. You can yell at me for all I care. Freddie, Atlanta, go.
Hey, Hefe, you said the other day that the government can't control the weather. And so I want to know, what's the dumbest lie you ever believed? Hit it.
Oh, man. Okay, I'll give you two. The dumbest lie I ever believed. One of these is not my fault. It's my mom's fault. And she to this day denies this, but as a kid, my folks never wanted to be wasteful. Obviously, you know, we weren't made of money. And when she would make me a sandwich, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or an egg sandwich or something like that, I never wanted to eat the crust because the crust is disgusting. My mom, I know now why, wanted me to eat the crust because it's wasteful to just eat off the crust and leave the crust sitting there. There's a lot of nutrition. There's a lot of calories sitting there. So my mother, when I was a child, told me that all the nutrition in the bread is in the crust. That's completely not true. And I believed that well into my adult years until the day I told my wife that and she laughed in my face. We'd been married a couple of years. She said, what? Who told you that? And I said, no, it's true. My mom told me. And we're talking 20 years of my life. I believe this lie. So that's the dumbest one. I tell you what a big one was. And this is something I have to take ownership of. This is on me. Totally on me. Post 9/11, you know, I was a young Marine when 9/11 happened. I'm not one of these super studs who joined after 9/11. I was already in for a year. I was in the Marine Corps when 9/11 happened. And I was, you know, young Marine, and I was angry and wanted to kill a bunch of people for what they did to my country. And all that Patriot Act stuff came up under Bush. Hey, we need a Department of Homeland Security and we need a Patriot Act so we can find these guys. We have to do more. We have to spy on American citizens. We've got to gather up this information. If you had told me you were against the Patriot Act back then, I would have told you you were soft, stupid, weak on terror. Who is this loser? You're putting my country at risk. And I don't know that I've ever been wrong about another policy position in my lifetime, because everything they did, Ron Paul turned out to be right about all of it. Every single thing they did under the Patriot Act aimed at radical Islamic terror has now been aimed at Republicans, has now been aimed at everybody on the right. And now we're in deep, deep doo-doo because of that Patriot Act. That is a big lie I believed, and I have to own that to this day. I was a big supporter. All right, we'll be back with more of these. 877-377-4373. Now, look, I don't think like that anymore. Now I see clearly, I think clearly, because I have a male vitality stack from chalk running through my veins. That fog I was in back in my earlier years, the fog has been lifted, and now I am full of energy, I am in a better mood, and life is just better since I discovered chalk. endless natural herbal supplements, no matter who you are, men, women, children, even if you're on The View, Chalk has something for you. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse is how you go get your hands on them. If you have questions, that's understandable. Call them 50-CHOQ-3000. More Ask Dr. Jesse, like, why is it always Democrats counting the ballots? Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I would give out the number, but all the lines are all full now. I'll give out the number again in a little bit whenever we clear some of those out. I want to get to some of these emails, though, because it's a great Friday, and I can't get the smile off my face. Jesse, why are the Democrats always in control of counting the ballots? Two different reasons. One, Democrats care more to get involved in things, to get involved in local, unsexy things. Here's what I mean. Last night I told you I went to the Trump-Tucker thing. I had to fly to Phoenix, went to the Trump-Tucker thing last night, flew back home. It was nuts, right? And I've been to a couple Trump rallies like this before. And it was awesome, and everyone was awesome. And it was a sea of MAGA hats and this and that. You probably are excited about this election, aren't you? Or at least you know people who are. Maybe you're not voting for Trump or something like that, but I bet you're excited about the prospect of bouncing Kamala Harris out. You're excited about this election. You're fired up, aren't you? Well, and this is not going to be an insult to you or me. I'm talking as much to me as I am to you. As fired up as you are about this election on Tuesday, the election that will decide the House, the Senate, the presidency, all these other things, Democrats get that excited about local propositions. Democrats get that excited and involved for school board races. I know that sounds crazy, but they do. We are getting much better at this, so I'm not going to beat us up here. I'm really not. But historically, we get really, 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 really excited and into it every 4 years. They, because it's their religion, and because, to be honest, they understand how to grab power more than we do, they get really, 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 really excited every time there's an opportunity. And opportunities, you know, think about it this way. If you're looking at a timeline, let's just do this horizontal timeline, okay? So you've got a presidential election, and then you know how you move right on the timeline? This presidential election, let's say it's this big, big, big black ball on the timeline. That's the Super Bowl. And then there's this long timeline for most people where the line is just kind of flat. And then 4 years later, boom, another big black ball. That's the next presidential election. That's very traditionally how Republicans look at politics. President this year, president, oh, sweet, we have an election 2024. I can't wait for 28. Democrats don't look at elections like that at all. You see, they've got a million little black balls, which are other critically important elections between now and the next one 4 years from now. That is why you look at all these local positions of power. There are just Democrats all over the place. Why is it Democrats counting the ballots? Why is it Democrats here? Why is it Democrats there? Because they care enough to get involved locally when it's not Tucker Carlson and Donald Trump, when it's not in the Desert Diamond Arena under the bright lights, when it's not a big Trump rally that's a party and a rock concert and it's fun with your friends and it's... They care when it's not sexy. And we are getting better at this. Again, I'm not trying to beat anyone up. I would if we weren't getting better. We're getting much better, much more involved. You know what's not sexy at all? Showing up at a campaign, pick your campaign. Well, you know what? A school board. We'll make it school board. Showing up for a school board candidate and helping them. My mom does this, so this is why it popped into my mind. My mom and her church friends do this. For a school board candidate, showing up and handwriting addresses and putting stamps on mailers you're going to send out to people for the election. That is the most boring, least sexy thing I've ever heard of in politics. No one will be there cheering you. No one's going to say, woo, look at you, stamp those letters. Doesn't sound fun at all, does it? That's how you take power. That's how they've taken power. We get excited once every 4 years. They get excited every time there's a chance to grab more power. You see, we have to, and this will take time, we have to adjust how we think about power. In fact, I've talked about this before. I'm going to try to discipline myself to stop saying politics because we're not discussing politics. We're discussing power. That's what we're discussing here. Power. All right? All right. Let's do some more of these. Don, Florida, go.
Yeah, Jesse, growing up in the 70s, when I heard the term racist, it was like a knife. It hurt, especially to those who weren't racist. It was like a dagger to your soul. Nowadays, the liberals are throwing around the term racist so much that when I hear somebody called a racist, it doesn't even cut. You know, what are they going to do next? I mean, when the term racist runs out, you know, when the next Republican candidate comes up, is he going to be Satan because they went racist Hitler? I mean, where are the Democrats going with this? The racist.
I see what you're saying, and it's 100% right. Let me answer it this way. You know, there was a point in time where I got a black card because I was on the radio, a black card for Chick-fil-A. And you know what this black card is? Corey's nodding his head. He had it. Chris had it. It was, you would, once a day, you were allowed to take this card to Chick-fil-A and get a free meal. How amazing is that? It was so you would talk lovingly about Chick-fil-A on the air. It was a very smart promotion. It was once a day, once a day, once a day. I haven't had one in forever. In fact, I think they stopped doing it, but I know somebody got in trouble. Why did he get in trouble? Because even though the individual Chick-fil-A you go to keeps a record, he started bouncing around to Chick-fil-A's three or four a day, getting three or four meals a day for his black card. Now, what does a Chick-fil-A black card have to do with the overuse of the term racist? I'll tell you in a second.
This is an iHeart podcast.